Previously on Prison Break.
We're staying.
Give him hell.
Bill, don't do this.
I've dedicated my life to this country. To President Reynolds.
Every photo.
I've been a perfect soldier.
Every file, get rid of it all.
Bill, don't do this.
You left a message for Mr. Gary.
I'm gonna gut you, Bannister.
I did not kill Roy Gary! God will set me up!
We're under arrest for the first-degree murder of Roy William Gary.
My therapist said that I need to confront you to let you know how betrayed I feel.
This is the Tribune Police!
Because as long as you do your job, we forget about Shales. And then you can go back to Colorado and visit your son, Cameron.
Don't you ever mention his name again.
What about your friend back there?
If we're going to go down, might as well go down swinging.
Sarah!
Michael?
Almost made it.
Hello? Hello, Michael? Is that you?
Get up. Turn around.
Turn around!
If you're gonna murder us, Alex, you're gonna have to look us in the eyes while you do it.
Shut up. You want me, you got me. Let my brother go!
I don't want either of you.
I just want my life back!
You're gonna kill two innocent men to get it, huh?
Absolutely.
This is the United States Border Patrol. Drop the weapon and remain where you are. Drop the weapon.
United States Border Patrol, drop your weapon.
I'm FBI. These men are in my custody.
I don't care who you are. Until we verify, you will drop your weapon. Or we will drop you. Your choice.
Just a few miles north of the U.S.-Mexican border. Federal agent Alex Mahone, with assistance from the United States Border Patrol, took the men into custody just a short time ago. Now, not a lot of information available at this time, but we do know the brothers were apprehended without incident while attempting to leave the country through the deserts of New Mexico.
Quite a long way from Illinois' Fox River State Penitentiary, where they escaped from less than 10 days ago.
The Fox River 8, as the group of convicts were once known, are now down to four, as only Benjamin Miles Franklin, Fernando Sucre, Charles Potoshik, and Theodore Badwell remain at large. Officials say it's
Sir,
only a matter of
he just heard, and he'd like to see you.
Back behind prison walls. Tips continue to pour into the Manhunt National Hotline. Convicts once known are now down to four, as only Benjamin Miles Franklin, Fernando Sucre, Charles and Theodore Badwell remain at large.
Godspeed,
Calvin. Officials say it's only a matter of days before the rest of the Fox River 8 are back behind prison walls. Tips continue to pour into the Manhunt National Hotline, and officials believe all four fugitives are still on American soil, allaying fears of invasion.
Excuse me, Sarge. I was wondering if you could help a brother out.
With what?
I only recently returned from delivering democracy to the desert, and I was wondering if you could tell me how a guy goes about getting hold of one of those prosthetic jobbies.
Would they make you whole before they shipped you back?
Well, let's just say the doctor made the bed, he just neglected to tuck in the sheets.
Best thing for you to do is go down there to the VA. Get in line.
That simple.
Yeah. Till they send you the bill and you gotta figure out how to pay it. Those bastards up there in Washington send us off to fight for them, not a damn one of them fight for us.
And that is a crime. But luckily for me, money is not the issue.
Is that right?
Any particular forms I might need in order to qualify?
You know what? Mr. Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You figured out how to dye that hair of yours up like a Nancy all by yourself. You sure as hell can figure out how to get a prosthetic for that stump of yours by yourself.
Yeah, I think I got a pretty good idea where to start.
Ed Pavelka, the new warden of Fox River Penitentiary, where Lincoln Burrows and Michael Schofield are scheduled to be returned to sometime tomorrow. Now, warden, the escape happened a mere 2 days before Burrows was scheduled to be put to death. He's already been granted 1 day. Do you anticipate any further?
Lincoln Burrows is a convicted murderer. His escape has endangered the lives of civilians across this country. He is not a celebrity. He is not a martyr. I can assure you that whatever leniency was afforded him and the other prisoners under the old regime at Fox River will no longer be tolerated. The only thing that Mr. Burrows can expect is what a jury of his peers demanded, a speedy execution.
And Michael Schofield?
With his escape, the aiding and abetting charges, the felonies he's racked up along the way, on top of his original sentence, I'd say Mr. Schofield would be spending the rest of his life behind bars. Thank you.
Warden, one more question, sir.
Scott Mahone.
Congratulations, sir.
What do you got? Call from the Illinois DOC. They're sending a huge contingent down there to collect
Burrows and Schofield, take them back to Fox River personally.
Remind them this is a federal case and we'll handle the transport now.
I did, but it's an election year. Call her this big. Everybody wants a piece. Warden called in a
favor to the bureau chief. He okayed it, so here we are. Should be there in about an hour.
I want to be placed in the prisoner transport vehicle.
What for?
Just get it done.
Sir, these were the big fish, and you brought them in. You should feel good about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least we're together.
Yes, there's that.
What are you thinking?
Thinking about the old man.
What he tried to do, you know?
Tough to go down swinging when you're locked in a box. This isn't over yet. We're entitled to a phone call. We make that one phone call to Sarah, and she has the information Dad says she has. We can get you exonerated before this whole thing goes down.
Michael.
Hey! We're entitled to a phone call. You're entitled to precisely squat until you're officially in custody. And that won't happen until you're back in Fox River. So sit tight.
Not yet. A lot of ground to cover between here and Illinois. I mean, what are the chances we even make the Fox River alive?
saw you in the news, Alex.
Did you?
The brothers, too.
They were a little more, breathing than I'd hoped.
Yeah, well, Border Patrol showed up. Nothing I could do.
Really?
Burroughs and Schofield. Can you
see them from where you are?
Yeah.
Then put a bullet in their heads.
They're being watched.
I don't care. By armed guards.
They make it back to Fox River, it is over. For all of us.
There's not much more this country loves than a bad man with a good story.
How much longer do you think it'll be before someone puts a microphone in front of them?
Hey,
are you listening? Okay? With the security here, what you're asking me to do is tantamount to suicide. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't asking anything. That would imply you had a say in the matter. Pull this off and you were halfway home. Alex? You remember what home is like, don't you? 90 West End Avenue, white fence, red door.
Stay away from my family.
You got a little something on your No, here, let me. Pardon my forwardness.
Okay, thank you.
Normally I wouldn't intervene. It's just yesterday when I got home from work, I found what looked like the Brazilian rainforest lodged between my two front teeth. And all I could think about was the number of people who must have seen and not... Not a damn one of them had the decency to tell me.
Mild diastema.
Excuse me?
It's a slight gap between your 8 and 9. Your two front teeth. And that it sometimes can act as a magnet for food, like broccoli and tuna, and sometimes rice or relish.
All this in brains, too? What are you, a dentist or...
Me? No, hardly, no. I could never. My ex-husband, he's...
A bastard?
That too.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Denise.
Denise, that's a lovely name. You know, in Italy, they have wine every day with lunch. And what do we do in this country? We power our food down with caffeine, carbonation, and high fructose corn syrup. No one ever takes the time to enjoy things anymore. Denise, would you do me the honor of enjoying the rest of your lunch with me?
I think I'd like that.
White or red?
And with limited financial resources, he poses no flight risk.
Unless he'd rather not stand trial for capital murder. The defendant has shown great resourcefulness in being able to travel across country with little money. There's no reason he couldn't do it again. If you don't want to believe me, believe Mr. Bellick. He promised to kill Mr. Geary, and then he kept that promise. A man like the defendant should not be out in society.
I concur. Bail denied.
would that be? Only one person.
Michael, it's me. Listen, this phone rang last night, and I went to answer it, but I couldn't hear anything, and I wonder if maybe it was you. Oh, God, I don't know what I should do right now. I don't know if I should leave a message or who might be listening to this, but, I need to know that you're okay. I need you to know that I'm not. I didn't leave you in Gala. Something happened to me, and I don't know what to do right now. I'm not too sure where to go, but I know that you're the only person I can trust, and I need you to, I need to be okay, and I need you. Please.
Stand by to receive port control transport.
Alexander Mahone, Bureau. These are my prisoners, and I will be personally escorting them in their transfer vehicle.
You can follow in the chase car.
I don't believe you heard me. I'll be accompanying them.
People allowed in the van are the driver and two guards who've been trained and certified in prisoner transport.
You're really going to make me go over your head?
I'll even dial the phone for you. Look, this is standard procedure, Agent Mahone. We need to keep that environment as controllable as possible. The more bodies, the less control.
These men may have knowledge of the location of the other escapees. This is knowledge that I need to do my job.
And my job is to ensure the safe and successful transfer of these two prisoners. Our chase vehicles are right outside.
There are a damn good reason why those brothers are still alive.
Bad day, Bill?
Sorry, I thought this was someone who still existed.
How's the turkey business, Owen?
Actually, it's looking pretty good right about now.
You call this number again, you're a dead man.
Actually, you don't kill Burroughs and Schofield today, so are you.
You know it, and I know it, and luckily for you, I know how to save your ass.
Brother's already being transferred. You're too late.
Actually, the transport van is exactly where you want them to be, though.
Why?
Why? You want my help, Bill? I want my job back. That means direct access to the president. I report only to her.
You're reaching, Paul. Goodbye.
Don't shut me out, Bill. If Nick Burroughs and Schofield are a threat to this administration, I know everything Caroline Reynolds has ever done. Everything.
Before you panic, all I'm asking is to be allowed to finish the job that I started, to prove to the president and to you that I'm still an asset to this administration.
What's your plan?
I have an old associate in the Illinois DOC. They're heading up the transfer.
It's going to take more than one guy on the inside.
Not if the guy's in the right place. Will you give me the go-ahead on this? And those brothers get in the van? Be the last thing they ever do.
I have never done that before.
Then I guess we were making up for some lost time.
I have to ask, Sam, are you married or something?
Me? No. What makes you think?
Come on. I may be plain, but I'm not a fool. Usually the men I end up with are just looking for something, you know. On the side.
Denise, the only side I'm interested in
is the inside. And that place within you is not plain.
I have to get back to work.
Do you really?
I have to close tonight.
How about I pick you up after? We can have dinner.
Are you sure?
Denise, I insist.
Kellerman has a team ready to move on the caravan just outside of Albuquerque.
Okay.
So where does that leave us?
When it goes down, there's sure to be a moment or two of chaos. A certain amount of confusion, lots of bullets flying. I need you there to make sure Paul Kellerman catches one.
A little early to be covering your tracks, isn't it? The escapees. That was our deal. That's all.
Right. Our deal. Refresh my memory. Was our deal supposed to end with Burroughs and Schofield going back to prison or bleeding from a hole in their heads? We're giving you a chance to make this right, Alex. Just let Kellerman take care of it. Let him be our Oswald.
And that makes me your Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby was working alone. You've got the support of the United States government behind you, Alex. Good luck in Albuquerque. I promise her this will all be over shortly. And it'll be back to business as usual.
Do you regret it?
Why?
Knowing what you know now. Do you regret helping?
You'd have done the same thing for me.
You think?
I know.
You didn't answer the question.
I don't regret the act. Just how it turned out.
Well, we've got a premeditated murder on our hands. You wanted to steal money and then kill the only witness.
You, my attorney, or theirs. I told you I didn't do anything.
No, I'm just explaining their theory of what happened. Your explanation to the cops that you didn't kill Geary because you were too busy trying to steal $5 million in federally insured money? Probably not the best move. But there is good news.
What's that?
The DA is willing to offer a deal. 25 years.
No.
Brad, they'll drop the capital charge. No death penalty.
No! I'll be almost 65 when I get out.
But you get out. If this case goes to trial, there's an excellent chance you're sentenced to death. Now, I've been doing this a while, Brad, and I can tell you, these things never go down good. When the system wants you, they get you. One way or another.
Part of the deal's got to be I do my time in Illinois. So I can be near my mom.
I'm sorry.
Seems like I've been dragging in trouble my whole life.
Hope you have some too.
Yeah.
Paul Kellerman. Have you spoken with Bill Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, he filled me in. They're staging in Albuquerque.
listen.
Me jumping in at this point, it in no way reflects my feelings about the job you've been doing. I just wanted you to know that.
Of course. So long as we get the job done.
We all get to go back to our families, right?
The sooner the better. So what do I need to know?
As we first reported last night, after 9 days on the run, fugitives Lincoln Burrows and Michael Schofield, two of the masterminds behind the desperate Fox River 8 escape, were apprehended by Border Patrol officials near the Mexican border and are being transferred back to Fox River Penitentiary today. Officials say Burrows, who was scheduled to die for the murder of President Reynolds' brother, Terrence Stedman, could have his execution date rescheduled for as early as late next week. With the number of felonies the pair now face, Burrows' brother, Michael Stone.
What do you say?
I'll let you know.
How much time is it going to take to move this summer?
I've got my men working on it now.
What's going on up there? Are you in a hurry, convict?
Hey, we need some help getting this rig out of the road.
How are we doing?
Nothing so far. None?
They're talking, that's all.
They haven't been in 5 minutes.
You hold the semi, you tell them it's fixed, you release traffic.
And do what?
You want the rabbit to hop. You move the carrot, Alex.
A gentleman always does.
Where are we going to eat?
Wherever your heart desires. You know, there's just one teensy tiny thing I've been meaning to ask.
Anything. You know, forwarding addresses are supposed to be confidential. I really shouldn't be doing this.
No, you shouldn't have been doing a lot of things we did this afternoon, but, neither of us has been smited down yet.
There she is. I'd imagine your cousin will be pretty surprised to hear about the money her uncle left her.
You can be certain of it.
Sam, I hope you don't mind me asking, but, your hand. What happened to it? I'm sorry, I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable or nothing. I want to know you. I want to know everything about you, and if this is a part of who you are, then I want to know how it...
I wish you hadn't seen that.
What I'm thinking. You and some of the boys get yourself transferred over to ADSEG. That way we can spend our days playing Scrabble and watching Sports Center.
Look, Captain, it's not...
Then in about a year and a half or so, you can recommend me for one of those work release programs. Then I can sweat off the rest of my time, even A, and get the sun.
That's why...
It ain't freedom, but it's damn close.
Is that why you requested me sent here?
I go anywhere else. As a former CEO, I'm a dead man. But here, I got men to wash my back, get me the finest accommodations.
They're not putting you in ADSEG.
I don't care where they're putting me. Just take me to ADSEG.
It's not like it used to be, Cap. The CEOs don't run the game here anymore.
What do you mean?
This new warden. He's cracking down. And to prove he's serious about showing preferential treatment, he's making an example out of you.
Well, what the hell is that?
Jim Pop.
Permission to put a bullet in our heads.
We stay up dead within a week and you're locked up for life. Or until they find a way to get to you. And believe me, they will.
If we go back to prison, we'll have a few extra days. We'll have a chance to contact Sarah.
We don't know where Sarah is. Sarah may be dead, Michael. Let me get us out of here the only way I know how.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Copy that.
All right, we're on.
Heads up. Full traffic.
Hold all traffic.
We have no idea what's behind that door.
Nope. You ready?
No. Yeah?
No.
Let's go.
For you.
Armed?
No. Where are you? I'll back you up.
You just keep moving.
As long as they're running from you, they're running towards me. They are boxed in.
Yeah.
Say a good woman is hard to find. Well, that's true. You must be very, very, very good. Don't be frightened. Teddy's home.
Thank you.
ruined your life.
She ruined my life. You want to take the bitch down?
You just found your inside man, but it's got to be right now.
Let's go!